It's 92.3 WTTS, Palmerton Hall with Ben Folds. Ben Folds 5, back together, coming here for the Rock to Read show here the 1st of October. The brand new album, the first one in 13 years in Ben Folds 5. The sound of the life of the mind. And Ben, is there any kind of like weather or time of year that you find sparks creativity in you more than another? Or does that make any difference at all?
No, I think it does. I've realized that most everything I've written has been in the autumn.
Yeah.
I like the autumn. I like, just a touch of bum out, but not like to the extent that it's just like pissing down rain and run from one place to another with the newspaper over your head.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I kind of get that feel. And Sky High, the song, and for example, there are a lot of references to weather and such. Can you tell me a little bit about the process or of that song or the motivation behind Sky High?
Darren wrote that song. And we liked it, and we sang, this may not make sense to you, but we sang Oz together on one mic, on every note in the major scale for 2 octaves, at the song's B flat, the key of B flat, 2 octaves worth of that, looped all of it, played it simultaneously the whole track, and put them all through faders, and you turn up each fader as you want a little more and the loops were really rough. They go, they're really like catchy, kind of like a Beltron. Something that 10cc did once, it's actually an amazing instrument.
Shattered at dawn, so far for so long, feeling newly baptized, thinking I don't want this thing.
Hey, I want to take you down one trip if you're willing to go. There's a great story. We referred to it on our Morning Music Mindbender in the past. And I want to know if it's true or not about a piano recital that you went to in college. No, I'm sorry. It was a drum recital. A drum recital. And you broke your hand. And that recital didn't... You still had to do it. Is that story true?
Yeah, I played the... the juries of the performance. Your performance major, that's your big test at the end of the semester. Like a final exam counts for a lot of what you do. And if you flunk it, you're not likely to keep a full tuition scholarship, which is what I had down in Miami. And, I had broken my hand. I'd been dropped off in a police car.
Okay. You got dropped off for this thing in a police car?
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. My lip was split open.
Because you were defending the dignity of a friend.
That's correct.
Okay, you were not the aggressor.
Oh no, not at all. I said a couple of stupid things to a guy who beat my roommate up.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's admirable. See, that's great. And then what after the recital? Did you really throw the drum kit in the lake after the jury?
Yes.
Did you ever fish it back out?
Oh, no. The bass drum was kind of floating on its kind of cockeyed into the... You could see a little tip of it coming out of the water, and it was drifting over to one side of the lake for about a week, and then it was gone.
That's really funny. I suppose eventually it fills up with water and sinks, right?
Yeah, I guess eventually maybe they're waterlogged eventually and takes them down.
Okay, thanks for indulging me with that. I know that's way in the past. And thank you so much for talking to me today.
Awesome. Good to talk to you, man.